Researchers successfully have transplanted human brain cells into the brains of fetal monkeys. Researchers writing in the journal Science say this opens possibilities for treating human brain disorders. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
It's another benchmark in the fast-moving field of stem cell research. This time, though, the stem cells were not taken from human embryos. They were derived from an aborted human fetus. So the experiment doesn't directly involve the issue that President Bush is mulling over, whether to allow federal funds to pay for research on human embryos. Research on fetal human stem cells is permitted under Clinton administration guidelines. In the experiment, researchers at Children's Hospital in Boston and the University of Colorado put human fetal stem cells into the brains of three fetal monkeys. Using a needle guided by ultrasound, they injected millions of these cells through the abdomens of the pregnant monkeys. This is the first time that human stem cells have been put into primate brains. Dr. Kurt Fried of the University of Colorado.
The idea was to see if we could get the new human brain stem cell precursors to be incorporated into layers of the developing monkey brain, and that's exactly what we found.
Inside the monkeys, the human brain cells grew in the right places, and they made the right connections. Evidently, the human cells obeyed the chemical signals given off by the monkeys' developing brains. Some of them turned into full-fledged nerve cells. Others became support tissue, called glial cells. And yet another group remained stem cells and scattered themselves around the monkeys' brains. The scientists think these dormant cells make up a reservoir that can be called on later in life to replenish damaged or dying brain cells. Chicago neuroscientist John Sladek is impressed that the human cells follow the marching orders of a different species.
That's an extraordinary finding because it very strongly suggests that the environment is receptive to these new cells, and it will provide the proper cues and clues as to what those cells should become and where they should migrate in the brain. And that's very, very important.
Members of the Boston and Denver team say the human cells were smoothly integrated into the monkeys' brains. They'd been worried that the monkeys' immune systems might reject the human cells. Kurt Fried.
We were happy to see that the cells were not rejected. So that is actually another advantage of transplanting in utero, is that you are much less likely to have an immunologic problem with the transplant.
The fact that the human cells develop normally, as far as anyone can tell, leads the researchers to believe that human stem cells might be used to treat human brain diseases. Perhaps disorders such as Tay-Sachs disease, in which an inherited enzyme deficiency destroys the brains of affected children.
The great hope for this kind of animal research is that it would translate into a useful treatment for people.
Dan Goldowitz, a developmental biologist at the University of Tennessee, agrees that the monkey results represent a step towards human experiments.
Doing it in mice and rats are all nice and well and good, but putting it into a primate where structure and function are so much closer to humans than our mouse and rats, you know, bodes well for thinking about it working in the clinical setting.
But many obstacles lie ahead, scientific and political. Monkeys don't get the genetic brain disorders that researchers would like to treat with stem cells, and some people object to any research involving cells from aborted human fetuses. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.